Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
Your eyes have it. And you have Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Welcome to the Wizard of Eyes with me, Dr. Rob Abel. And I'm not the only wizard in the house. You can be the wizard as well. Because some of the things I'd like to share with you, listeners, is the fact is that we have balance and harmony is so necessary for our life. But it's also so necessary for our vision. There are multiple components of this sort of yin and yang of our vision that people don't think about. They recognize that we have light and dark outside, but we also have different components of the eye for light vision, day vision that is, and night vision. We have different components of their eye for tearing and for drying up. We know we have muscles that close the eye and muscles that open the eye. The muscles that close the eye are about 10 times stronger than the ones that lift the upper lid. That's why a lot of older people get a droopy lid. Rubbing your eye only increases the droopiness over the years. We also have central vision and peripheral vision. I keep harping on that because even though you're looking at the piano player, your brain is also scanning for things on the outside. Our primitive man used to be both the hunter and the hunted, so he needed both systems to be functioning. One system is your consciousness through your macula. The other is your unconscious mind scanning all the time. That's how you can have airport security. I had a patient who was a airport security specialist. I'd never met the man before. When he sat in the chair, he said, "I've seen you twice at the Philadelphia airport." I thought that was amazing. Or I have a lot of people that look like me. But we'll see if they're really wizards. Again, vision is not an eye chart. It has all these components. We have the fight and flight. You look at the pupil. The pupil dilates when you're anxious and when you're lying. The pupil constricts when you're more relaxed. Your eye tears in certain phases. Your lids retract when you're in the fight mode. So you have both epinephrine and other components, other neurohumors, working on different parts of your nervous system. Well, part of the nervous system we know is skeletal. And that, through the peripheral nerves, runs the body parts and has sensation. But the other part of your unconscious nervous system is called the autonomic nervous system. And the autonomic nervous system has both the sympathetic, which is the fight complex, and the parasympathetic, which is both the relaxation part. Relaxation is obviously not as common as being tense and being on the job and being type A personality. But it is that parasympathetic and the relaxation portion that is going to actually add to your longevity, your well-being, and your enjoying things. All you have to do to introduce that is take a few good deep breaths. If you could spend 2 minutes in deep rhythmic breathing, you will relax the body. You'll decrease the blood pressure. You'll decrease the pulse. You'll improve blood flow coming from the head and neck. You'll actually notice your vision is better. If you or someone you love has glaucoma, they should take 3 good deep breaths before they have their eye pressure taken. Because if they hold their breath, they block the exit of the venous fluid and the lymphatics coming from the head and neck, and the eye pressure goes up. So we need to relax as well as we need to be stressed at appropriate times. Another part in the eye, believe it or not, is sleep. Now that seems a little bit remote, except that how we sleep and deficiency of sleep are very important. If people don't get 5 hours in the dark, they don't necessarily get enough nutrition to the eye, because that's the time when your body and your muscles are not operative, and therefore they're more relaxed, so your liver is then pumping to the remote parts of the body, whether it's the cuticle, the ears, the eyes, etc. The brain always is going to get some of its blood. Also, at nighttime, your blood pressure goes down. So if you're on certain medications that lower your blood pressure, it may be further lowered while you're sleeping. That's why people die in their sleep at night. So if you're on high blood pressure medication, have your doctor or the nurse or technician measure your blood pressure lying down. It's important to know how low it is at bedtime, because you don't want the systolic blood pressure below 90. So we have sleep issues. People with sleep apnea get conjunctivitis, floppy lids, dry eyes, increased risk of glaucoma, increased risk of stroke in the eye or venous occlusion, and can even die. People with sleep apnea can also get hypertension, diabetes, and tend to be more obese. Therefore, treating the sleep will help you systemically and help you avoid vision problems. We need to know the biometrics of our body, not just do you see better 1 or 2, are you 20/20 or 20/30. You need to know how your systems work, your bowel, bladder regularity, your blood pressure, your weight, your waist measurement. All of those things are helpful and are interesting barometrics. You have to sort of leave who you were to know who you can be. And even though we talk about vision is just a metaphor for good health and wellness. So it's important to know that you can be in charge of all of these items. You also have to know that night vision is an interesting possibility, because you don't adapt immediately, nor when you come from the dark and the light do you adapt immediately. So, for instance, special forces people, when they go back and forth between light and dark, will close one eye so that that eye can dark adapt quickly. You also will dark adapt quickly if you have better nutrition. Well, what's good for eyes? Well, there are 5 vitamins that are important for night vision. They are vitamin A, zinc, bilberry, lutein, and omega-3 DHA. The retina is coated with omega-3 DHA. 50% of the retina is DHA. 30% of your brain is DHA. And if you're not getting enough deep water fish, you start getting deprivation. One of the things you can see is arthritis, dry eyes, and then later on cognitive decline. So we sort of spun around from yin and yang to knowing what to do for our vision, what to do for our health, and how to be more complete in terms of our whole package of wellness. We need to be our own magical kingdom. We need to take charge of every aspect of our life. And we do that by wearing sunglasses, appropriate nutrition, supplementing, something like Eye Complex CS, which is a multivitamin for vision as well, by doing appropriate lifestyle things, exercising, just like yin and yang, exercise and stretch, rhythmic breathing, getting enough sleep, and if you don't get enough sleep, determine whether it's you or the mattress, etc. I once asked a lady, does she have sleep apnea? She said, what does that mean? I said, do you wake up with a jerk? She said, yes, I'm married. Well, at any rate, she did get the message. So the moral of the story is, you are in charge. Take care, and I appreciate you joining the Wizard of Oz.